Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you to welcome. Thank you to PGN. Wow, way to kick it up really well there. Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us on PGN. This is Tuesday evening, and this is Deborah with you tonight, and it is the 17th of May, 2022. So God bless you all. Oh, wow. Hope you all are having a good day. Feels good to sit down, to be honest. Okay, let me gather my thoughts. Let me pray. Actually, I put out my note yesterday. I drew up my note yesterday because the Lord was speaking to me about a couple of different things, and to my earbuds falling out of my ear. Let me pray and get situated, moving around on here. Things the way that I like them. Okay. Father, we thank you for this evening, God, and we praise you for your name, God. You are holy and worthy, God. We ascribe and recognize unto you that you hold all excellence of power. All majesty is God, Lord. Dominion, glory. We thank you, Father God, and authority. All authority is yours and created heaven and on earth, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are co-laborers with you, that we participate, God, in your glory, Father God. Let your name be exalted among the nations, Lord, in this place. We dedicate this time to you, Father God, and we thank you, God, for just revealing yourself and speaking to us in ways, Lord, that are unique to you, unique to your people, God, that you love and that you're in covenant with, Father God, and unique, God, just in language in and of itself. And we praise your holy name, God. May you be honored this evening as we speak and teach and mention your name, God. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, so I think I mentioned last week I was going to talk about, which I am a little bit, but I'm just going to do some principles about excuse me, how God reveals himself in nature and creation. Okay, so God reveals himself in creation and nature is because he created it. So when God created something, he's actually going to put himself into it to demonstrate his likeness or his personhood within this very thing that he created, and his handiwork, right? Like, we are his handiwork. And so is creation. People can see just how majestic God is. You know, when you look at the Rocky Mountains or, you know, various oceans and places and wonders of the world that are created, right, on the land, it speaks of the majesty and the wonder and the awe of the one who created it. So he puts his fingerprint on that, and that he is actually putting his nature and his accent into the very creation in which he created. And it's a way for him to speak. And God is such an ordained oracle. He's the best oracle there is. You think of a really good pastor that you enjoy listening to and that you get a lot out of, and just it flows, you know, whether it's a good teacher, whether it's good revelation, whether it's good prophecy, whether it's, you know, whatever it is that really engages your faith and your being, inspires you as the inspired word of God. He is so much better than that. We're just glimmers of, you know, we have finite minds, this side of heaven, even the best of the best of the best. We have finite minds. And God is infinite in all that he does and all that he thinks and in all of his ways. And when he created us, he had to actually ordain and create the languages and the ways in which he was going to reach us. The language in which he can speak to each one of us. Now, this is very unique to us as well. And I think I mentioned briefly last week how my husband just likes to go in the woods, and I was realizing that he hears from God in the stillness and in the trees and in nature and the things that come across his path, and he's always seeing unique, different unique animals and gestures of the woods that are kind of like are an emphasis just for him. You know, it's like God, he knows, he delights in it. So he reveals it to him in this manner. And I believe that that's true. And so this is a part of God's counsel and his will. Okay. So God communicates of himself, and he's revealed by him. He's communicating of himself to reveal himself to us. And I just don't want to miss this. Okay. I want to, and I think I was thinking of this earlier, is that I think how the prophetic came through, and it was like convoluted. I don't know if that's the right word, but that's the word that comes to my mind. But everything became cloudy and murky, and then it's almost like you don't even listen to prophecy anymore. Okay, now it's just people's impression. It's just their revelation. You know, what is really true prophecy? What is hearing from the voice of God? And it dilutes it in a manner that then before we know it, we're just nonchalantly listening or casually listening, when really there's a great depth and importance in everything that God spoke, even in his word, has great significance and great meaning. And I want to get back to that place to recognize that, so that we don't miss where he's bringing us in this time and in this era and in this hour. And some of it was spoke about even yesterday. Okay, and this is a little bit of a weaving in, and I think strengthens the word that came forth last night. But this is what happened to me last week. And I wrote this down on my notes, and I told the Lord I wasn't going to share this unless he showed me specifically how this was for. But I definitely knew it was him and that he was speaking, and I didn't know the timing on it until I heard last night's notes. So this is, again, I think it's just a different weaving in of a fabric, right? If God is a three-cord fold, you know, right? This is another cord being woven in to give, testify, I think, really to the word that came forth last night, but also affirming. And it has been spoken over my life before and prophesied that I would walk in signs and wonders. And I do believe that this is a sign, a form of a sign and a wonder being displayed with the Lord. So let's go back. I'm going to reveal that in 1 second. And I see everyone that is called in with your hand up, and praise God. And I don't want to go too long, so let me watch the time too. Okay, so let me read this. So his spiritual blessings in Ephesians 1:11, he has planned for the fullness of time to bring things in heaven and on earth together in Christ, okay, which we've seen Christ to walk on earth. And in him we were also chosen of God's own, that is you, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything by the counsel of his will. And this is what's happening. I believe we're walking in the counsel of his will in order that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, would be for the praise of his glory. May your lives be for the praise of his glory. I feel his goodness on that. May your life, may my life, may you, your children, and your children's lives be for the praise of his glory. Wow, he really takes delight in that. So God doesn't merely demonstrate through his actions. That's not the only thing he does, okay? What he likes, he also speaks. And we know this because there's no other God who speaks. This makes Christ and Jesus unique, is that the Holy Spirit, that he's still speaking. He's still speaking. He's still ministering, even today. And telling us about himself, his plan, and his will. And this is why it's so significant that we need to hear this. And everything else that has convoluted, again, I don't know, I should look that word up, but I didn't, things about the prophetic, so that it doesn't, it just seems common, or like, oh, it can't really, that's just that person's that's really just that person. Is it really from God, the importance of hearing from God? And so we want to participate. So when God speaks, because the important part of it is what we want to do is participate in what we're hearing that he's speaking. And whatever that gesture is, whatever that act of obedience is, whatever that step of action it is, we need to take that unto the Lord and to bring his praise, glory. And this is why I feel like, I wasn't planning on saying this too, but I feel like some of this things that were called prophecy are going to fall to the wayside, and they are not going to, you know, maybe God can, as they go into the soil and the steps of Christ and the heart of Christ, you know, of his people, bringing forth the peace and truly serving him for the praise of his glory, stepping on that to crucify it and let the Lord take that and resurrect it himself in the soil of God's heart. But other than that, if there's not that humility there, some of those are just going to fall to the wayside and not, yeah, they just will not, they will not be resurrected. Okay. Hebrews 1:1-2. God, who at various times and various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has also in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, whom also he had made the world. So there again, it's his nature, it's creation, everything, his hand, his heart, and he's speaking in it and through it. And he's ruling and reigning and has dominion and glory over that. So he enables us to recognize his genuineness of God and who is specifically revealed. So everything that he speaks is, again, it's significant. And Psalm 19 is an excellent psalm if you can read all of it yourself, but I'm just going to read Psalm 19:1-4. It says, the heavens are telling of the glory of God, and God has left evidence of himself in a world he created, witnessed creation to creator. Okay. Other versions say, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor knowledge where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and the words to the end of the world. So it's continuum. This is a continuum. We want to make sure we're plugged in to hear the purity of the Holy Spirit. And even if he's speaking to you, you know, there's a divine speech where God can speak to us even in silence. Right, where he's just speaking to our mind and he's giving us wisdom. He's imparting knowledge to us, direction, guidance, wholeness. Okay, right? And then, so there's the inward hearing of God's message. And sometimes this happens to me when I'm studying and I'm reading the word. I just have, it's like the wisdom of God or the impartation of his word. All of a sudden it just unlocks all these other different places, and I have to take notes, and I have to write things down, and he's speaking to me, showing me, and like there's different time things to it. It's very unique, but I've learned that this is how he speaks to me. And it's very enjoyable for me. I feel his presence, and I feel his wisdom and his nature in it. This is just one way that he has spoken to me for many years, and because that's become not necessarily common to me, but very like there's a lot of peace and rest when it's happening, but I do know the activity, there's spiritual activity. I have learned that I have to really be a good steward over that, to write that down and to capture it. Because sometimes, you know, it's been just as enjoying him speaking to me and the fellowship of his presence in that moment, and then realizing, hey, there is an act. There is the counsel of his will. So his will means there's a purpose. It's ordained for a purpose to actually do something in that time and in that order. And if he's speaking it, he's aligning it. Okay, so there's an action to be taken. And we need to ask him and figure out what it is. If it's not clear, you need to ask him, God, what action do I need to take? What do I need to do? Okay, so if you're just getting a vision of, like, let's say, you're just getting I call it a vision, or you're just getting an impression on your mind that you are to, okay, let me say it this way, because I don't want to do anything too heavy, because I don't want people to misinterpret my words. But it used to be this, so let me take a lighter one. It used to be this. Sometimes I would think about, oh, where should we go for lunch? And just be thinking about it, but kind of pondering it before the Lord too. And then I'd have a vision of maybe being at Applebee's. One time my husband and I were going to go out. We usually go out date night on the weekends. And one time I was like, well, let's go to Applebee's. Well, my daughter used to ask me when we used to go out when we were, when they were in high school and whatnot, she ended up saying to me, Mom, do you have a vision of where we're supposed to eat? Did you get a vision? Because she would know I would have a picture in my mind. I would say, oh, picture us eating at such and such place, or I pictured us here. I feel like we're supposed to be here, And sometimes we would run into people, and other times it would just be like fabulous meal. And then we would go back to try to repeat that, and it just didn't happen, So there was an action on that, even though I just seen it. But then I took action on it. I said, okay, let's go here. Let's put ourselves in the natural, in the place of where I see myself in the spiritual. And that was my action. That was my step of faith and the act on the counsel of his will, okay? Ephesians 1:11. Okay, because he speaks in various ways, so we need to know that for ourselves and to act on those things. Okay, I need to wrap this up in 3 minutes. So Romans 1:20 says, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen. So this is talking about creation too. His invisible attributes are clearly seen. And not only that, but like historically, as well as humans, you and I, right? When people give birth to a baby, it's an incredible miracle. It's a miracle. And so it's his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, right? Even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. So it's meaning that God has put this in every individual. This is how he's created us, to actually see with our eyes in the nature and his handprint. And he himself, as majestic as he is, as ruler and former of all creation, that he, by his design, it was a divine design, which thought of that person. And the reason he's doing it is to draw the people to himself, right? And we're here to help him and to be his voice. Okay, so also dreams and visions, modes of dreams and vision, revelation and inspiration sometimes can merge together one into another. So here's what happened to me this week. I almost forgot this part. Okay, 2 minutes. Here's what happened to me this past week. But I wrote this down on my notes on May 12th. So let me see if I can hold this up. What day was that? That was last Thursday. Okay, so this just happened last week. Okay, so what happened was I was simply blow drying my hair with my blow dryer. It started to smell, the engine or the power thing on it was kind of smelling a little, had a little bit of a scent to it. So I went to shut it off, but the switch, the power switch would not shut off. I was flipping it and turning, it was flipping, just kept flipping and flipping, but it wasn't shutting the motor off. It just kept running and running and running. So I had to unplug it. And it was going to fry. Like I knew it was going to probably catch on fire if I didn't do it immediately. So I took that one out, and I have a spare one, which most women do in the event of emergencies. But that one's super old. It's super big and bulky, but it's the emergency one. So I pulled that out to use that. I plugged that in, was using that one. That was fine. I went to shut that one off, and the power would not shut off, exactly the same scenario. The switch was flipping and switching, but it was not shutting the motor off. The power kept running and running and running on the hairdryer. Now, on that particular motor wasn't going to burn out, but it also, the switch on the power was not working. I've never in my life, being nearly 60, ever had a hairdryer do that where the switch didn't shut off like that. This is the first time, and I had two in a row back to back. And I knew as soon as the second one happened, I said, no, this is incredibly unusual, and it's exactly the same thing. Like less than 5 minutes later, I said, this is a very odd. So that next day, the day after, within a short period of time, I don't remember exactly, we were out all day doing errands for, you know, most of the day. When we came back, we realized that our Wi-Fi was not working. And so it was at the end of the day. They couldn't come out. A guy tried to walk me through on the phone. He was saying something about, it's indicating something about the power or something. And he was asking me to find something. I didn't know where it was. And anyway, so they sent somebody out the next day. So what happened was, keeping in mind we've only lived here less than a year, right? As everyone with PGN knows, most of the hosts had moved. And so the week host. So anyways, the weekday host, excuse me. And so what happened with that was they ended up changing the port. So they actually changed the port outside of the place where they powered the Wi-Fi. And I knew that this was significant about this. Okay, so the power source, all three of these things had to do with the power source. One, that their switch. There was going to be a switch in power, and then the source even is going to change, okay? The source of power. And this is what the Lord was showing me. And I knew he was speaking to me, but I didn't know how widespread this was, but I knew he was showing me something. And then that particular day, that same day, where the port and the power source was changed, so it's plugged in, and it's ready and plugged in and ready to go in this new port, right? All systems are go and it's ready. So it can't have a failure, and nothing can disrupt it. There's nothing weak about it. It's a new power source. So there were three policemen that came to the neighborhood just a couple doors down. And when they were leaving, there were two police cars, but three policemen altogether. When they were leaving, the Lord was showing me it was his power and authority. Power and authority. And between those two days in which these events took place, I kept seeing the number 333 and 777. And so another thing of how God spoke, and let me just end with this here because I had it on my notes here for Hebrews 7, 1 through 11. And this is when they were talking about the order of Melchizedek. Remember that? Well, when I was studying, I realized the order of Melchizedek, why that was placed in order, because this is what God did. God spoke from heaven, and he changed the order of things. And that's how Melchizedek ended up becoming a high priest, okay? And the role that he walked in is because God spoke, and he changed it. And God can change the order if he wants to, and that was accepted. And it was accepted even throughout Scripture, and noted in the Jewish community, and then also, the Greeks were realizing as well, right? But the reason it was for the Jewish community that God even did change the order of just the Levitical priesthood and putting Melchizedek there is because he was going to later, as you know where I'm going with this, is put Jesus in that place, that Jesus legally and rightfully can be accepted into that role because God put it in order. and it is accepted. And this is how, there's even a framework for that in scripture, okay? So so that God fulfilled it, and that he can change the order because he spoke it, and it can be accepted as ruling and reigning and dominion because God did that and established it for his greater glory and the purpose of the people to see him and to know him, right? So when he speaks generally, it's because he wants to reveal himself. So that's one thing I want to, as a attribute of when we hear God's voice, you know, throughout the world, not just PGN, this is a good place, this is a safe place, but in general, as we move forward, especially coming into the new transition governmentally, I guess, because of what happened in the past. But ask yourself, how is this, how is God revealing himself? How is God revealing himself in this prophetic word that I'm hearing? And even last night, I knew that was, and I would have never, that's not how the Lord. Okay, so this is just a different framing and a different, again, different weaving into what is taking place. And I think a testimony to, yes, a testimony to it being true. And then me even saying that my neighbor was Jewish is because we've been trying to, you know, slowly minister to them. And I've been seeing a little bit more favor with her. Even yesterday, she brought me something to the door. So God's opening up a realm there a little bit more, even with them. Because why? Because God uses my life prophetically, even as a sign and a wonder that these things are taking place in this time and in this manner and in this hour. So to God be the glory. And just again, encourage you to take action on the things that the Lord is showing you, are prophesying to you, and just however you can cooperate with them, because his authority and his power too will come and rest on that and move on your behalf. So Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time of ministry, God. We thank you, Lord, for even when I speak, Lord, you're doing so much more than I know and can understand, God. So I thank you for the release of that, God, that truly, Lord, your power, God, that we can find the source of your power, God, that you're switching it. You switched your power and it's on, God. And there's a new portal. God, there's a new portal of power, God. We thank you for your authority, for establishing your authority on earth, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, may we use it rightfully, God, in a way, Lord, that brings praise and glory to your name, God. And we thank you, God, for the humility of PGN, God. We just thank you for the humility of PGN, and we ask for the preservation of faith to be present in the prophetic. In this place, Father. And we thank you, Lord, for every listener, God, every person of faith, Lord, that stands, Lord, and is encouraged in their faith, Lord, to take action for your name. And in this hour, God, and even for their family, God, every person is significant. Every word that you speak and that you show them in your word that you've spoken and inspired and bring revelation is significant, God, and let them release it as you show them, God, that it might accomplish that in which you've purposed. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Let me open our first phone caller. So 205-531, good evening. Is this,
hello.
Hi.
Is
this
available?
Is Julia May. Yes. Yes. Good that you're here. Thank you for joining us. Mm-hmm. Let me get over to the other part of my notebook here. Okay, Julia May.
Mm-hmm.
Let me pray for you. Lord, we thank you for Julia May. Lord, we just come to your altar, God, in Jesus' name, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. So I see you putting on like this leather jacket, And so the first inclination that I had when I had that is that, you know, that people are prepared. They're prepared. People that wear generally leather jackets or, you know, when they get on motorcycles is because they're to protect themselves. They're always preparing to protect themselves before they get on. Like, they count the cost and they choose it and they select it, but they also prepare themselves well, knowing the risk, you know? And so I don't know if it's type of a faith, like symbolically in the faith of you preparing and the Lord mm-hmm. taking you on. Yeah, so there's something too about, let's see if I can find this real quick, since about a motorcycle too, because I'm remembering one time I went to visit a friend in ministry, and they were so gracious and hospitable to me. And anyway, I ended up having a dream. The one girl gave up her bed so that I could sleep in it and move to another room. And I ended up having a dream about her, which was, I thought, was so gracious and so cool of the Lord. But there was a motorcycle in it. So let me see if I can, yeah, because I remember, let me see. Oh, so Father, we thank you for that, God. We thank you for the preparation, Lord, and what she's doing. Yeah, you were like putting, so then also the coat can also be like you're cloaked or you're covered with something. And it's certainly, again, I would go back to protection, just because the leather is protective in mm-hmm. nature. Okay. Here it says, a great ability to overcome obstacles, physical skill to go off-road or to out-of-the-way places or maneuver through highways and byways, to feel the Holy Spirit wind and follow his leading. So we thank you, God, just for the preparation. Yeah, because it's almost like, so when I say the preparation, because it's almost like you said yes, because you're like putting one arm into the sleeve, right? So it's like you're already putting mm-hmm. the jacket on, you know, like suiting mm-hmm. up, you know, like, so Father, I thank you for that, God, in Jesus' name, Father, I thank you. And, you know, and I know that I say this is just like my phrase, or I don't know if you call it a phrase or whatever, but my emphasis or how I pray and that when I say mm-hmm. and I bring people to the altar, because that's literally how the Lord used me. Was on the prayer team at the altar at church. And I would thank mm-hmm. people, and I would want to know that we're actually, when we were at the altar, actually people remember that we're standing before the Lord, and this is his place. And so that actually brought me, it just like zoomed me in with the Holy Spirit. And so it works really well for me to say that. So I say that to say, when I said that, you were literally at the altar. Like, well, so when I see people, I just want to say this, it's at the altar, it's the place of standing at the altar. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to express that. We're like, you, the person I'm praying for, so right now, Julia May, it's you, and you're standing before the Lord, and I'm just an observer. I'm just watching what's taking place, you know, and I'm just describing, you know, like I'm having access to these hidden places. And mm-hmm. being able to just verbalize them. And sometimes I experience them in an emotion or deep thought or wisdom or like groaning, maybe sometimes, you know. But so, Father, I just thank you. I thank you for that, Lord. And so I say that again to say is that literally you're preparing yourself before the Lord at that altar, in the place where we come, where we're just before him. And so I thank you. I thank you, God, again, Lord. So I'm not seeing anything different. I'm seeing the same transactional vision that I just prayed. So, Lord, we thank you, Father God, just for the preparation. We thank you, God, that Julia May and her obedience says yes to you, God. And let it be joyful ride, God. Let it be with great joy and enthusiasm, God, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that you will create in her great skill to to maneuver to the places that you would lead her in the Holy Spirit, God. And we thank you for your covering, for cloaking and covering and protecting her, God, with every garment, God, with garments of praise, God, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, thank you. Okay, wait. Okay. Okay, either my computer is hearing me talk, literally, or because the verse that came up was on the garments for the priesthood, which is so bizarre. And Exodus, and that's not what I was thinking. I thought it was something in, like Isaiah, but yeah, so it's saying that you shall make holy garments for Aaron, and then also make garments, Aaron's garments, to consecrate him so he would be a minister and a priest to me. You know what? So you shall speak to all who are gifted artisans, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom. Thank you, God. So I thank you, Lord, for this garment, Lord, that it be holy, God, and protective, and consecrate her, God. Let it be a garment of protection, Lord, and preparation that consecrates her unto you, Father. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And just even since that priesthood thing came up again, I wasn't thinking, but remembering, last night, God, let us truly walk in our priesthood, God, and our identity of our priesthood, Father. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, praise God. Amen. Oh, God, so much stuff on my desk. So it's Julia May. Is there anything that we can pray with you for?
Oh, I had to jump for the doctor and ask a prayer for her. You know, she has congenital heart failure from the COVID. So her body is retaining fluid, so she started retaining fluid again. So we went to the doctor today. They're trying to figure out why, you know, her ankles keep swelling up and her stomach bloated a little bit and her sugar's up. So we're trying to figure out, you know, what's causing that again. Because, you know, well, April the 12th of last year, they, you know, they had to pull 40 pounds of fluid off of her. So she didn't, and I think she'd been doctor about 6 months, so. She went from 118 to 130, so she's building fluid back up again.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. Is she in the hospital right now, or?
No, she's home. We went to the doctor today, so, you know, last time it was so much they had to put in hospital, but I told them, you know, got a higher water pill. They had like a 1 milligram, and I had some two, and I told them, you know, she's going, you know, it's fluid, it's pulling it out, but, you know, it's just building right back up.
Okay. Okay, yeah, let's pray for her. Thank you for letting us know. So, Father, we pray, Father, for Jennifer, Lord, in Jesus' name. We lift her up to you, God, with great compassion, Lord, and pray in faith, Lord, and we thank you for your word. We thank you for how you demonstrate, Lord, your compassion through healing, God. Like, that is your voice, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that you would touch Jennifer's heart. Lord, we pray, Father, for her stomach, for her lungs, for her ankles, God, every part of her body, every joint, marrow, God, in Jesus' name, Lord. We ask that you cover her, Lord. We thank you for your protection upon her, Lord. Let the doctors have full wisdom, Lord. We ask for these water pills, Lord, to be effective and grant her great usefulness and grace, Lord, and strengthen her within her body, Father. And we thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Father, for just being with her in very unique and dynamic ways, Lord, that you are known and heard and seen in her life, God, and that there's just continued evidence, God, of your spirit and your comfort and your wisdom walking alongside of her, God. And we thank you, Lord, and just ask for your virtue of restoration and your virtue of compassion, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Oh, thank you for calling in. Give her a hug for me. Okay.
I will. Okay. God bless you.
Okay. Thank you. God bless you too. Bye bye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, caller 502-548. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, how you doing, Deborah? It's Greg from Kentucky.
Hey there. Good. I'm doing well. How are you doing? Good?
I am.
Oh, good.
Very good.
Okay.
Indeed.
Awesome. Let me mute your phone line for a second, and then I'll come right back to you after I pray for you. Okay. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Greg, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, just for the works that you're doing, God, in Jesus' name. I'm seeing like different seasons of works for you, different seasons of work. Thank you, Lord. Different seasons of activity of work. So it is productive and producing. We thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for fuel. I know what fuel is, but just a second. So fuel is material such as coal, gas, or oil that is burned to produce heat or power. So see the Lord, like he's fueling you. There's something fueling you. Maybe that does have to go back to the power thing, supply or power with fuel. So go back to you. So thank you, Lord. Just thank you, Lord, how you fuel him. Fuel. Thank you for your fuel for him, Father. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. The outcome of the power from the fuel. So yeah, I don't know if the fuel is like the lamp oil, but I see it being. I was going to say I see it being more productive than that, but at the same time, I may be limited in my view of what the oil and the lamp actually is because, so I might be limited in that or like, yeah, limited in my view of understanding with that. I mean, I have much understanding, but what I'm saying is limited is only what I've ever known before because it might be structured in a different way for that. So, Lord, I just thank you, Father. We just come back to your altar, God. We thank you, Lord, for these seasons of productivity. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. And I just pray over you, God, that Greg, over you, that the Lord, that you would be yoked with the Lord. And as you work, you know, because we're co-laborers with him, but as you work and are producing, that it is that you take his yoke upon you and his burden, which is light and easy. So I thank you, God, that he will see more and more like slipping into your grace, God, just like slipping into your grace, God, through relationships, conversations, and abilities and skills and even maybe even work and the work with you know, contracts or presentation of contracts. So thank you, Lord. And I know some people who work in the marketplace type of thing really understand their faith and how to display the dynamics of that, of the faith and works working together. And yeah, there are great dynamics of that do work together, and some things take a lot of faith, you know, like my husband's work for instance, like that's one of them, but he doesn't always talk about his faith the way maybe other people do, but it's demonstrated in a way that he understands faith. And God definitely comes through, and he knows how to pray very concisely in his faith for his business, for it to produce, for it to be producing and productive. And if he ever falters, like, or ever says, like, I'm not seeing it in the natural, he just calls on somebody else, you know, he just leans on someone else, gathers other people. And because he sees that as the, and I said, I feel like I'm supposed to be sharing this with you for you, that he sees the humility in that to ask other people to pray for the specific need, and then God shows himself and supplies himself, and he is praised with glory through every person who prayed and came through for the other person who asked for the prayer. So there's a great dynamic there, stepping out in faith and then also leaning on the humility of humility there and serving him. Now, yours might not just be with asking others for prayer. It might be a different type of humility of God granting you recognition, maybe, and then you have to lean on, you know, humility in that particular area. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, again, just him being yoked with you, God. Let it just be an honor, Lord, as he serves you in these seasons, and it's productive, God. Again, Lord, we thank you for your fuel and the productivity and the power, God, fueling him with power, God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. That seasons of work thing is definitely applicable.
Okay, awesome.
100%,
awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
It's been a lean season here the last few months, and definitely understand that one.
My husband only works. We've been married 34 years. He only works. Maybe just a couple times we moved and he had to have a part-time job here and there just a little bit until he transitioned to get his license. But he's always been a real estate license. So we've never really had, that's only commission. There's no compensation there. It's only commission. And it is amazing when we look back on how God's provided for our three children, you know, for braces and everything that truly was a need, how God came through for us. So he will do it, and that's part of even creation, God providing for us. That's the very nature of who he is and what he wants us to do. And that's why he calls us even to be, and I'm not saying you're not, but just because others are listening, but that's why he calls us to be good stewards so that we can truly be a greater reflection or a greater outcome and expression for other people to come to know Christ, even through that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so
absolutely.
Praise God. Do you have any, prayer requests?
No, I'm sure you got a list full. I'd make room for the others. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye. Okay, so we're going to open up the phone line 828-989. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Deborah. It's Jennifer from North Carolina.
Hey, Jennifer. How are you?
Honestly, I've been struggling a bit, but I feel wonderful.
Okay.
Got it. Lean
yeah.
on him and
yeah. Yeah, well, I'm sorry to hear that you've been struggling. I had a, where did it go? I was going through some notes this week, and there was a thing from, I can't find it, then I shouldn't be talking about it. Okay. It was from, I guess, from John Paul Jackson, but he was talking about, you know, that when in darkness, things are birthed in darkness, you know, like pregnancy, creation, right? So so there's an anointing for new days, and everything begins in darkness, okay? So creation, the baby, so, and then deep calls to deep, right? And so that there can be a purity there when the Lord does that and brings something forth. You know, but he does not leave us even when we go through dark and difficult times. When we depend on God, you know, even when we're shaken to our core, he will bring the justification of it, and we will begin to be heading out, right? Well, even when we walk blindly, because God sees where we are headed, but we do not. Is basically what I was saying. So even when the times are intense, but and not to lose hope over that. And the verse when I was reading that was Romans, which I really, really like this verse, Romans 15:13. And it says, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So, Father, I thank you for Jennifer, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we just come before your altar, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for clearing a path for her, making a way for her, making a path, like I see a path, the Lord making a path and like a groove, like it's clearly a path. You know, it's certainly something to be traveled on and leading the way, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that your word is a light unto our path and a light unto our steps, God, and that we see, Lord, where to walk and where to go, God. So we thank you for clearing the way for her. God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your path, Lord. We thank you, Lord, even how when we trust in you, Lord, and your word says to acknowledge you in all of our ways, God. I really see the humility, Lord, when people call for prayer, God, they are literally, that's what they're doing, is they're acknowledging you in all of their ways, God. So we thank you for her faith being established upon you, God, that is very pleasing to you, God. So we thank you for the path, for clearing the path and making the way for her, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Father God, we thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. So I see the path, and the path is not, the path is still like, it is a path of creation, so it's not like a paved road or anything like that. It is still in creation, a path. And it's not necessarily fully lit. It is, you know, because the soil is dark. The soil is black, rich soil. So it's good soil. But it's clear. You can clearly see that it's a path. You can clearly know that that is the way to go. And clearly see, this is the direction that I need to be heading in. So so it's not necessarily dusk or ominous or anything like that. It's just not fully, it's not necessarily as of yet when the path is cleared and known and that you can see the direction to go in. It's not necessarily into the full noon of day just yet. It's you begin to take those steps and to walk. So I'm not sure exactly why that is sometimes, but the Lord, you know, and trusting him and walking with him, with his assurance and taking those steps. And you know, certainly those times strengthen us, mature us in a sense of once we move past those, we're blessed with more. And in a sense of more of him, like he can Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how he does that, how he opens up different avenues and makes our place broader, brings us to a broad place, you know. But what he does, somehow he does dispense that upon us in our walk. So I thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that you are the author and finisher of her faith, and that she will clearly, God, keep her eyes on the mark and the prize, Father God. So even as you walk through this path that is cleared, really in your mind, your focus is I'm going to see where the mark and the prize is, and I'm going to keep walking here and keep knowing this is my next step. But my thought, but your thought is, once I see that prize, and I say, I'm going to see it. It's going to come. You know, it's going to bear fruition. I'm going to see it. It's going to take place. But each step, knowing I'm getting closer. I know what my ultimate goal is, and until I see it. But you also have a internal vision of where that target is, you know, the end goal. So praise God. And which is determination. Yeah, determination and inner, you know, that inner focus is really, you know, there's a lot of, like, mature faith to that and that, you know.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. That's something I've been praying for. So. I know it's every time here, but it's always nice to, you know, when very specifically acknowledges that he sees and hears. So.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome. Do you have any prayer requests, Jennifer?
You pretty much nailed it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, praise God. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Okay, God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Bye. Okay, caller 731-334. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Deborah. This is Ashley from Wisconsin.
Hi, Ashley. Okay, well, thank you for calling and joining us this evening. Excuse me, God bless you. Okay, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Ashley. Lord, we thank you, Father God, and we just come to your altar, God, and at your throne. Lord, just with mercy, God, humble. God, but with boldness, Father God, for, gratitude and boldness, God, for everything that you chose to do, God, how you made a way toward the veil for us, Father, to stand before you. So we thank you for that, God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God, we thank you, Lord, for your blessings, Lord. We thank you for your goodness, Father. We thank you, God, just for thanksgiving, giving thanks unto the Lord, giving praise unto the Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Yes, I see, like, the sun is shining, which is, and it's the full sun, and it's also, I think, like a, play on words, so it's the sunshine, but it's also the sun, S-O-N-S-U-N, and but with thanksgiving, you know, in Philippians it says, come before the Lord and with prayers and supplications and thanksgiving, let your request in. And so when you are giving thanks and your thanksgiving and your praise is being known before the Lord, there is this bright sun and warmth from it that is coming up over you. And I guess I didn't really, I mean, I guess I know, but I don't know that I know to the full capacity. I still don't. I'm not saying that I do right now. But just the realm of what happens when we literally give thanks to God, and we know that, and we give praise to God and thanks to God, what is happening in the heavenly realm and what is taking place in the earthly realm, because we are connecting right in our heavenly seats and, you know, declaring it and decreeing it while on earth as it is in heaven. There's something very profound that happens in that structure and that order in that realm. And again, I don't know the depth of it. It's more than I understand in the natural, and that I'm even seeing here in this prayer. But there definitely is. It is definitely widespread. So we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. And I see something, too, like when we do that, the Lord has our back. I don't know. I've never even seen that before. Yeah, he has our back. When we praise him and give him thanks, he's got our back. Yeah, he even covers our back. So I thank you, God. Wow. Thank you for that, Lord. So, Father, I just pray. I don't know if you have any place in your life that needs to be vindicated. In Jesus' name, God, we pray for the vindication of the Lord, the defense of God, the defender, God, that he there's a song where he says he will defend you with his love. And so we thank you for that, God. We thank you, God, for just defending her with your love, God. And there's another word, captivating. Captivating. Let me see what that means. Okay, so this is not captivating. Capable of attracting and holding interest. Charming. Attract, hold interest and attention. And so captivating. So see, the Lord is like, he's captivated with you. You are captivating him. So you are capable of attracting and holding the interest of the Son of God. Wow. Thank you, Lord. And so with this thanks, when you're giving your thanks and this praise, I could see why now, like to me that unfolds a little bit more truth of why he would have our back, right? So I thank you for that exchange, Lord, for that encounter and for that revelation, God, in Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, that every prayer, Lord, that she has, Lord, that you impress upon her heart. Lord, I pray that she would begin to hear her prayers as you releasing them to her on earth from heaven, God. And as she stands in that place, Father God, that truly she is interceding, God, and opening up realms, God, opening up realms that are wide spreading. On earth as it is in heaven. Again, I don't understand all of that. I don't know. Maybe I just now thought of maybe you're a worshiper, like maybe you sing. I don't know, but yeah, there's something there. So praise God.
Praise God. Thank you so much. Wow.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
I appreciate
well, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much. I praise God for that. And just thank you so much for praying over me. It means so much to me.
Oh, well, God bless you. Thank you. Do you have any prayer requests for us? Or?
Not tonight. I'll let you get to the rest of your callers. But, again, I just appreciate you so much.
Thank you. God bless you. I appreciate you saying so. So God bless you. Take care.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. Okay. Oh. Let's see. Oops, wait, hold on. We're out of sync here with something. Okay, I guess we go here. 402-214, good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Deb. It's Sharon from New York.
Hey, Sharon. How are you?
Good. You sound good, too.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Hold on one second. I'm going to have to do something. Instead of muting you guys, I'll just take you over here. There, okay, the front door was wide open. Okay. Okay. Okay, get back to prayer. So thank you, Lord. We thank you for sharing, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, we just lift her up to your throne and to your altar, God, and unto your presence, Lord, and unto your goodness, Lord, just to behold. To behold the Lamb, God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for just beholding. I don't know how many times in Scripture it says behold. I know it says behold the Lamb, and that was in the book of John. And I know I read it somewhere else about, oh my, it's in there lots of times. Behold. Let me just see what specifically, what does behold mean? Because we don't really talk like that, or at least I don't. Interesting, I did not know that.
You know, to see something. Behold means to see something,
yeah.
To acknowledge something, yeah.
Yeah, it says, behold. As a verb, but it's third person present. So it beholds could be past tense. So, which is interesting because the person you're beholding is Jesus, who's in some sense past tense, even though he's, as we know, all powerful, ever present, and all knowing. On all of those three omni things. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for sharing beholding these things with God. I don't know if they're actually sacred things in your word, God, that she beholds, Lord, and that they, you know, and when I think of the word behold, I also see not only you see it, but you also hold it near and dear to you like it's a treasure, you know, like it's very,
right.
It's like a treasure. You hold it near and
right.
dear to you. So I thank you, God, for the things that you show her, Lord. Lord, that you teach her, God, that she's beholding, even in antiquity, God, and just even, you know, actually what I think of too, as soon as that word came out of my mouth, I thought of, oh my gosh, if this has the word behold in it, I'm going to be flabbergasted. I think it's Jeremiah 6. Yeah, well, Jeremiah 6:16, thus says the Lord, stand in the way and see and ask for the old paths and where the good way is and walk in it, and then they will find rest for your souls. So the thing about looking, too, and seeing, as you were saying, it's like you see it with your eyes, you behold it. And so I see the Lord doing something there, too, because, you know, I was talking earlier about him, how he speaks to us, and it can be creative in how he speaks. So naturally, it could be in something that you see, something that catches your eye, and then he unlocks the understanding unto you. And it could be something very simple. Like I've had this happen to me, like with license plates, and I know that sounds weird. But
yeah.
even speaking to him and asking to him, I'm like, okay, I'm getting this. I have this unction. This is what you're saying. So what are you speaking into this? Like when I'm out and then him showing me a license plate from a certain state. So right before, oh gosh, who was the senator from Arizona? He actually ended up dying of a brain. I can't think of his name right now. I can see his face and everything. Well, the Lord was showing me a day or two before to pray for him, but in the house. And in Arizona, it was someone from Arizona. I knew it was right before he had, I think he passed out one time within the, first he passed out and then they found out he had a brain tumor. Can't think of his name. He used to be in the military too. And but anyways, so you wouldn't think, and I wouldn't think that I would have this depth of revelation over a license plate, but when the Lord just begins to speak and unlock and see, and it was first and foremost when I seen it, And then something, you know, he was just unlocking it. So standing in the ways and see and ask for the old past. This is the ways of antiquity. This is a part of beholding as well as the past, what was past, what God did in the past, he does in the present and he will do in the future, you know. Where is the good way? And walk in it. So again, that's just when he brings it forth, taking the action. An action on what we're hearing, and you will find rest for your soul. That is really very precious, and I'm sure if you looked that up, even in the Hebrew, the meaning of that and the depth of it and even the time frame of which it was written, I'm sure you could draw out even more.
Okay, look somehow. For it where? In Hebrews?
In the Hebrew, these words in the Hebrew, so... So Jeremiah 6:16, this is what I generally use, is I will go to Blue Letter Bible, and you put the passage in, and then it'll have a lot of different functions that you can choose from. So if there's a certain word key in there, or it'll give you a commentary, it'll give you linear, like where it is maybe congruent in the New Testament, how it was related. It's going to give you a little more depth and insight into that. So that's what I was getting for you. But something truly like with the beholding, behold.
Oh,
behold. Yeah, so whatever it is that you see and you know and you hold dear to you as a treasure. So, but I believe that even with this Jeremiah 6:16 verse coming up, that there's more the Lord's going to show you, that you're going to see and behold and become a treasure that you hold as a treasure to you. Like, you know, when people say, like, in my heart of hearts, I just know it's true. I can't maybe explain everything or I can't, right?
Right.
But in my heart of hearts.
Right.
Yeah. And so I kind of see you having those types of, I don't know if you want to call them experiences or what, you know, just because, the Lord is just so multifaceted in how he speaks. So it could,
right.
You know, yeah. So, yeah.
Right. In fact, one of the things I was praying for was, you know, you were talking about trying to describe, you know, like if you see a vision, you know. I was always trying to figure out what you call it when it's inside. It's not on the outside, but on the inside, and I think they call that like interlocution, when you like see, have pictures, like when you're praying and you have pictures, you see pictures in your mind.
Right. I know what you're saying. I don't know about that word that you're saying, but I know I've had where I've said before, I'm seeing to a pastor one time, and he goes, well, you're not really having a vision, which is fine. I don't mind him correcting me.
I know. But it's hard to describe.
But I forget
what
he
called it.
Yeah. I know. I forget what he said it was called. I don't know if he's just saying just a revelation, but not really a vision. But I have had one time a open eye vision. I will say that I have had an open eye vision before. Yeah.
What was
I really
that?
Pressed in. I really pressed
Did
in hard.
Did go away?
Yeah, you know, it was really bizarre. I really pressed in hard at the time. I was asking the Lord for more wisdom and revelation, and I didn't really, I guess, understand what I was carrying anyways. But I began asking him for an open eye vision that I never had, just kind of was praying and fasting and, you know, thinking, you know, looking in the Word and trying to, you know, right? And so first I had a dream, and in my dream I had an open eye vision in my dream, because I remember it was, I had a dream, and I remember when I woke up from my dream, I said, oh, that's funny. Like, in my dream, I remember I was so excited saying, this is it. This is it. This is my open eye vision. And I was trying to keep my eyes open, so, like, and take in everything that I could see in my dream, you know? And I don't know if that was just God's way of preparing me, but there was maybe an aspect there that he was putting together. I probably could write those things down to see where they correlate, you know?
Yeah.
But then, it was maybe not more than a month, you know, maybe a couple weeks later, I woke up one day morning, and I was opening the blinds and the office where I would go, and there was a sofa, and on either side of either sofa was a thin window, and I would open the blinds on each side, you know. So when I went to open the blind, I seen the neighbor standing on his lawn at the corner of his fence, looking at me, like smiling, like almost waving, and he had two canoes that he was holding. They were upright and like looking at me like he was almost like he was expecting me to open the window. And then I said, that's weird. Like, I opened the blind. I said, that's weird. Like, he was right there in his yard. Their yard was right in the corner of the yard. I said, that's weird. So then I went to the other window and opened the blind, and I didn't see him. And it wasn't there. Uh-huh. And that's when the Lord showed me that was my open eye vision. Is these canoes. Anyway, so that was what it was.
Oh, wow.
So
you actually could sit there and think you're nuts because you saw it.
No, I didn't think I was nuts. I said, oh, my gosh, what did I see? No, it was very real. Like, it was like almost that it was him. And so I actually, you know, you're reminding me, I probably should write these down, which this would probably be a good time for me to do this. But I've talked to a couple of people about it to try to instruct me how to walk through it. What was the Lord showing me? And it was very detailed. Like, I remembered everything about the canoes and what they were, like it was dual. And I've looked it up in my symbol thing. And so anyways, yeah, but I'm going to need to move on.
I've just found that this is what I wanted prayer about, is because I have found that the enemy, you know, comes at me with little pictures himself. He's done that to me several times.
Oh.
In fact, one time he came to me as Jesus on the cross, crucified. The devil. I mean, he will attack my dreams, you know, or my prayers, visions, you know, inner pictures. When I'm praying, I get this flash, this picture, you know, pretending to be Jesus. And as soon as he spoke, I knew it wasn't Jesus, you know. And I just, you know, said, Jesus is my peace. And then, you know, he's gone. But
yeah,
if you didn't know better, you would think that it was Jesus. I mean, it looked just like him on the cross. Right. But it just didn't make sense. Jesus would not say, you know, Jesus says, my sheep know my voice. And, you know, that's true, you know. But that's what one of my prayers was, to be able to understand more and to make sure I don't get led astray, you know, by the wrong. Yes, is the word.
Yeah, well,
I don't know.
So your word, no, I got it. Like, the word that even came forth for you about beholding is that you recognize, you recognizing the true, and you're beholding it and holding it dear to your heart, that you can recognize it, that you can discern it, and then even asking more for it in Jeremiah 6:16 and ask for this way. And walking in it, this is literally what you're doing, you know, and I see that coming forth even in the assurance of Christ knowing your heart and what you're asking for, even the word that came forth for you. I would pray, and I don't know if, no, I might be remembering correctly or may not, about your family bloodline maybe having some, they contaminated things spiritually for you. And so in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 2. That's where it talks about renouncing, but keep reading it. Then it talks about where the light, you know, so keep reading it down through verse 7. But I would go through and renounce and just pray and renounce the things that your family took and, you know, and ask the Lord to forgive them. They knew not what they were doing, even if they did know, to renounce. And you just, and even you just take your time with it. It doesn't have to be all in one setting. Ask the Holy Spirit what else needs you need to pray that you want to behold him. Christ, I only want to behold you, Lord. And
because, to be honest, most of the pictures I've gotten aren't from him. So that bothers me.
And take communion. Yeah, so there's something to you just want to take. Yeah, you want to take authority and power over that, but certainly through the word. So the word there in 2 Corinthians 4:2 is very specific about like renouncing the deceitful things and the things done in craftiness. So whatever that was done, whatever was done, because there was a time, and I will have to move on, and I wish I had more time to talk to you about this, but there was a time where the Lord showed me, which I didn't even know this, and no one taught me, but I had given to a ministry, given money, and the Lord told me to renounce the effects of that seed that I sowed, even unbeknownst to me. Yep, that I wouldn't reap anything because I gave out of a good intention. And then the Lord told me to break that off of your life. You don't want that coming back to you. Yeah, not even in a wave, you know, not that, things can't just fall on us. Let me just say this, I know, can there be like unclean spirits and things that are very like forceful in nature, if you will, but in order to actually really transgress, you know, have a transgression where you're accepting that sin and participating with the sin is you have to actually choose to sin, you know? So if you're not choosing to sin and you're resisting it, even in the midst of it, that doesn't mean that you are, necessarily tempted because of your own desires or your own doing in some way. Especially I think now, and I'm saying this mostly for other listeners too, because now like the enemy is, he probably knows his time is short. So he is getting bolder, I think, in some ways, and more intimidating, and so and trying to shut people down, you know, and not bring forth the light, and his arrogance and his. So,
well, thank you for that, anyway. And your time. I'll let you go. God bless you.
Keep me in your prayers. Thank you, Deb. God bless you too. Thank you. God bless you.
Bye bye. Bye bye.
Okay. All right. 804-218. I was laughing because I don't know how to use my own computer. That's just laughing at myself. Okay. 804-218. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
This is Angie from Virginia.
Oh, hey, Angie. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
God bless you. I like when you call in and talk to Randy, so I wasn't expecting to hear your voice, but I do enjoy it. I do enjoy it. I was like, oh, good, it's Angie. Yeah. So that's sweet.
Yeah, I never. I'm surprised what comes out myself.
No, it's good. It's all good. It's actually very good. Okay, so Father, we thank you, Lord, for Angie, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. You know, I just see like the breath of God and the life of God. And we thank you, Lord, just for the breath of God and the life of God. We thank you for it, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for your expression of life, your expression of breath that is upon her, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, so Yeah, because I thought this was interesting that I've seen, like, the breath of God over the top of your head, over your mind. And I don't know if he is, because normally in the word I would think of, like, tongues of fire, but I was seeing the breath of God, the breath of God breathing over your mind. And I don't know, in times of, like, his breath breathes over your mind, and then you bring forth, you know, you bring it forth as he spoke it, or as bread to others, you know, like breaking the breath into bread for others, but his breath being there. And then also, you know, it could be as well in his breath of even like how they stoke the fire, you know, he breathes his breath into the fire to keep the fire going, to keep the fire stoked. So I thank you, Father God, for Angie being at your altar, God. In Jesus' name, God, I thank you for her being at your altar. And I think I see different expressions of you being at the altar of God. And it's very humble, sometimes at your knees, sometimes prostrate, and very expressive, like you are going to yield. And maybe that's just that when the breath of God and the voice of God comes to you, you are responsive to it, and you are going to yield. And so when the glory and the power and the majesty is on it, you take the proper posture. Wow. And position, you know, you posture yourself with the position. And so when God, okay, here's the expression too is, and I was talking earlier, the God is so knowledgeable in every language because he wants to reach his people that he can even speak in silence. And because you know him, you can even respond in silence. And you're both being heard one to another. And this is a really deep fellowship and deep relationship. And sometimes we see this expression, you know, somewhat in friendships as well and in marriage, you know, where you just know the other person wants a cup of tea, or, you know, wants your extra cookie, here you take it, or, you know, or whatever that expression is, that you give to the other one knowing that they want it without it actually being communicated. But it's even a deeper presence with you, with the Lord, because I sense like the knowledge of God upon it, where like you literally, the two of you are communicating in that place. So not only are you yielding in your posture and expression to him, then there's also like this knowledge that's being exchanged, very depth of his presence, awareness, and knowledge, I guess. So praise God. Okay. Well, did you have any prayer requests? Yeah.
No, that was beautiful. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. It was good to walk in it, just to view it. It was good for me too. So.
Well, I definitely connected this, and it is, that's the way it is.
Wow. Well, praise God. That's very cool. Very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. God bless you. Maybe the Lord will have you teach. Teach some people that in some way. I know, because it's like, how do you teach someone to be humble without being, you know what I mean? But there's something in that expression. And I think maybe if you share your testimony in it, it'll be teachable. And when I say that, I really mean too, like for the next generation. So the people hunger and thirst for that, that they want that, you know. So praise God. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you for calling in. Yeah, thank you for calling in. God bless. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, I have three more callers, so let's get her done. 281-731, good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Good evening, Sister Deborah. This is Evelyn from Texas.
Hey, Evelyn. How are you doing?
Oh, good. How are you?
Good. Are you recovered from your surgery?
Yes, ma'am. You remembered me. Yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
I'm still kind of swollen just a little bit, but it's good. Thank you so much.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear it. Glad to hear that. And thank you for joining us this evening. Let me pray for you. Father, we thank you, Lord, for Evelyn, Father, and we just bring her before your altar, God, and we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Father God, for all that you're doing, all that you're inscribing and the emphasis, Lord, that you're putting on her life, God, the inscription, something like an inscription. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. You know, I know there's a verse where it talks about in the palms of his hands, like, and I don't know what version it is. It might be like the Message version. It's a paraphrased version, if that is that. In the palms of his hands, it's like we're inscribed in the palms of his hands. Maybe that's not a paraphrased version, but we are inscribed in the palms of Christ's hands. So I thank you, Father God, for just reaching Evelyn, God, in every need that she has, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that you know her name, God, and that you call her by name, Father, and that you've inscribed her name into your hands, Father. I thank you, God, for just such a personal revelation that you have over Evelyn in your heart and your mind, Lord, and in your fellowship. Because I see him just delightfully showing me that, like, delightfully how proud he is. See, this is Evelyn, you know, like if you visited me at my home, I took you to my home, I would show you things of my children, like little accents of, you know, this is when this one did this. And, you know, but like very proud, you know, moments of, you know, cherished times and moments of being with them. And so I see the same thing, like the Lord is, and so there were three expressions there of your name and on the palms of his hands. And I forget the third one now, but I know when I said the third one, I thought, oh, those three things. And so when the Lord builds something and establishes something in the Hebrew, they would do it with three times. And so, so it really is established before the Lord. It's not just, you know, like even the thing about the threefold cord, it's not easily divided. So I thank you for your relationship, even with the Lord, being very secure and in him. We thank you for that, God. We thank you, Lord, for just your encouragement, for your knowing her and acknowledging her, God, and the fellowship with her, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. Is there anything else, Father God, about this inscription and name, Lord, in Jesus' name? I thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. So, okay, I'm saying like your name from beginning to end, and I don't know what that means, like from beginning to end, like, so I don't know what that means, and I don't know if Evelyn is your first name, your middle name. So, Father, thank you. And like he's the author and the finisher of our faith from beginning to end. Beginning to end, the author, the finisher. Thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name. Yeah, you know, so Jesus told his disciples, you know, that they would go and bear much fruit, but he's prepared that in advance for what we're to walk in. And so so there's something there. So something very personable with, something very personable from beginning to end and author and finisher and bearing the fruit that he's prepared in advance for you to walk in, Evelyn. So we thank you, Lord. We come into agreement with the prayers of heaven, with the nature of heaven this evening for Evelyn's behalf, Father God. We thank you for continuing to restore health to her, God, to strengthen her, God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for your blessing. And even being the apple of her eye, God, we thank you for that. Yeah. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Deborah. I really, really appreciate you so much. I know the last time we talked, you told me that I was going to be teaching, and I didn't know. I said, my God, teaching. And so that's what I'm doing now, you know, different prayer lines and what have you.
Get out of here.
Yes, ma'am.
That's wonderful. Praise God.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Sister Rhonda and I, we work together. We pray together a lot, and we be on different prayer lines together. And
okay.
I just love her. She's the one that gave me your number and what have you. And,
yes,
I thank you. I just appreciate you so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And tell Rhonda we love her and we appreciate her too. So thank you for calling.
Yes, ma'am.
It's a privilege to pray for you. God bless you. Thank you for sharing that testimony. Praise God.
Yes, ma'am. Praise God. And I do have a prayer request also.
Oh, yes, of course.
I developed a hernia, and I've had it for years, and it has gotten larger. And I was just, you know, praying to the Lord, you know, just to dry it up, because I just didn't want to go and have surgery, you know. So I was just been praying, ask the Lord, actually what to do, you know, because at this particular time, I really don't know what to do, you know, and it has started bothering me a lot now. So,
okay. Have you anointed yourself with oil?
I have. And I've been taking the Lord's Supper also.
Okay. All right. Let me pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for Evelyn, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we come before you, Lord, with her request. Father, we thank you. We're two or more gathered in your name. There you are in your midst, God. And your word says, Lord, in Matthew 7:7, to keep asking, seeking, and knocking. And those who ask shall receive, God. And those who seek shall find, God. And the door shall be open. So, Lord, we ask for your wisdom and provision over this, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. She's asking that it would dry up. God, this is her request before you, Father, and we're letting it be known to you, God. So we ask you, Lord, that you would start moving on this function of this, Father, God, and healing, God, by your divine nature, by your divine revelation and inspiration, God, and compassion and mercy and grace, Lord, to move on her life, Father. We thank you, Lord, for just restoring it, God, for giving her wisdom, solutions, God, even things, Lord, directively, God, as she's asking you, Lord, that would come across her path, that she would hear or know or understand, God. And we thank you, Lord, for taking care of her, God, that she has a need, and we're placing it before you, God, and asking you to supply this need, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much. I receive it.
Yeah, amen. Normally, I would just pray for healing and restore. So I pray different. So I'm interested to hear how God answers that one. So praise the Lord.
Appreciate you.
Thank you. You take care. Bye-bye.
And God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you. Okay, 954-580. Good evening.
Hi, good evening. This is Caroline from Jamaica.
Oh, hi, Caroline. So, Father, thank
Hello.
You for joining us. Thank you, Father, for Caroline, Father. In Jesus' name, we just bring her before your altar, God. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your faith. I see your faith in a couple of different ways. Like, I've seen the word faith and it like swelling up, like, but in a good way, like it's just like a balloon, like, you know, like blowing up, like in a word of faith, like swelling and blowing up. And then I also seen the word faith, and then like at the bottom of each letter of faith, there was like a root and it was being planted. and they were being planted so that you, it looks like a type of a planting where you plant so that you can multiply it, like, you know, where people plant seeds and then they, you can tell another gardener, and then you take that, you take that plant and you break it up so that someone else can have sprouts from it or whatever and do their growth from it. So it looked like that type of thing. So like with the roots, with the roots in the water and the so we thank you, thank you, Father God, for what you're doing with her faith, God, how you're growing it. Oh yeah, so I didn't think about it like that. So you're growing it. And it's swelling, God, that it's being filled up, God. And, oh, I guess we've all been given a measure of faith. So maybe your measure is increasing. I mean, that could be at the capacity of faith increasing. It could be, right? So if we've all been given a measure, it doesn't say that we couldn't receive more. We've been given, so anyway, Father, I thank you, Lord, for Caroline's faith, Father God, and what you're doing, Lord, and just how you're showing me that, Father, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, just ask if there's anything else you desire to capture, God, that I don't want to miss what I'm seeing, Lord, and speaking on your behalf, on your daughter's behalf, God, in Jesus' name. So I thank you, Lord, for that, in Jesus' name. And I read the faith that had the sprouts and the roots, you know, that was growing. Like maybe he's growing your faith in new ways. Yeah, like he's growing your faith in new ways. And I've never seen anything like that. And I've never heard anyone ever speak anything like that either. So thank you, Lord, for growing her faith, God, and letting it be established, Lord. Letting others be able to participate, Lord, and share. Yeah, that's it. Share in her faith, that others are able to share in your faith. Yeah, so he's growing your faith, and it's F-A-I-T-H. Each one of those letters has a root, and that's being watered, and it's growing. So you're growing your faith, and you're going to be able to share that with others. Wow, I got it. I just feel like I hit it out of the park. Oh, my gosh. So thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. And we know that faith comes by hearing the word. So I thank you, God, when she shares the word, she's able to, or when she shares her faith, she's able to do that even according to your word, in Jesus' name. So I do need to wrap this up real quick, but I was going to say, when I was first saved, I wasn't comfortable for whatever reason, like sharing scripture as scripture, you know, with people. I guess I had a lot of people, well, because when I was first saved, obviously there weren't a lot of Christians in my world. And so, but what I would do is I would learn, like I would learn the NIV, which is probably, well, anyway, the NIV I was read. And then I would take portions of what I was learning and I would repeat them to somebody in a sentence, but it would be part of scripture. Mm-hmm. And I would watch their response to the person. And so what I was doing was I was sowing seeds. I was sowing seeds creatively using the word of God, but I wasn't using the whole sentence, but it still was the word of God. And it was literally having a reaction in people. I could literally see it. You know, and then some other people would tell me, like in private, like my father-in-law used to say this, and sometimes my brother would say this. They would tell me, share an experience that they had or share something about what they were doing. And they would say, well, like, I don't know if it says this in the Bible, but I started doing this or whatever, you know. And especially with my father-in-law, this was because I seen my mother-in-law, my father-in-law be led by the Holy Spirit. Because, you know, because they had the Holy Spirit within them, And I would say, oh, that makes perfect sense to me because scripture says this. And I would literally say that's when I would release like the whole passage or the whole verse. And they would have tears mm-hmm. in their eyes. Yeah, so there is mm-hmm. different ways that we can plant seeds and we can use the word of God, even if it's all of it or none of it, you know. And one time I had a vision, lastly, this is the last one I had a vision, and Jesus was he had like these long sticks, which are kind of like, and he was throwing them in this fire, okay? And he was really joyful mm-hmm. about this, very, very joyful about this. And he would take this long stick, and sometimes he would just like smile and shake his head, and then he would break it on his knee. He would throw part of the twig away and then throw the other part in the fire. And one, usually when I have a thing like this with the Lord, I usually am just delighted to watch and experience it for a few minutes, you know, just as I like it. And then I just asked him, Lord, what is that? Like, what are you doing? What? And he said, oh, this is, the people are, they're not getting the whole scripture correctly. Like, they're not getting the word of God correctly. But he was breaking off, because some of the sticks were longer than others that he was throwing in the fire. But the things that were acceptable to him, he was taking it as acceptable and pleasing in his sight and putting it on his altar and burning it as an incense before him. And it was bringing him great joy. But he wasn't really concerned with the things that they weren't getting right. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, there are big things mm-hmm. doctrinally, like theologically, that we do need to get. Like Jesus isn't murky, you know, those things. Mm-hmm. But the little things, he was taking what was given unto him that was acceptable and pleasing to him, and he was burning it on his altar and receiving it as an aroma unto him. And it was okay, like he was going to, that would be taken care of later or however he was going to address that, you know. So there are different mm-hmm. ways we can sow the word of God. So God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Well, thank you. Do you have a prayer request?
Lean mercies, as I will be traveling this week, that God will just prepare the way for me and all will be well. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to close your line, and thank you for calling. It was a privilege to pray for you and good to hear your voice. So God bless you. We thank you, Lord, for Caroline, Father God, and all those, Lord, who will be traveling this week, God. We ask for your mercies, God, to go before them, Lord, that you would send forth your angels to prepare a path, God. We thank you, Lord, that you would lead them, as your word says in Isaiah, that you lead them with joy and they're led out with peace, Father. So we thank you for your angels and your covering. We thank you for smooth travels in the name of Jesus, Lord. Smooth transactions, God, if there has to be like different highways, different vehicles, different types of things, transactions, God, within the travels, Father, we ask that would go smoothly as well, God. We ask for your hand of blessing. We thank you, Lord, in Psalm 121, Lord, that your eye is on your people, God, and your heart is with them, God, and that you carry her through, Lord, that you make provision for her, God, and wisdom and every area, God, that she has need of as she travels, God. And we thank you that the goodness of the Lord and your grant your favor and goodness to be with them as they travel, God, and wherever they land and travel back, God, whatever that, how that whole process is for the week, Father, that you would, your goodness would be with them and upon them. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Okay, last caller. 847-239. This is Stephanie.
Yes. Stephanie from Illinois.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Father, we thank you, God, for Stephanie, Lord, and just bring her to your altar, God, in Jesus' name. So I feel like pillars. And I think there's a verse where it talks about the young men will be like plants. Like, I don't know if they're flourishing plants or plants, green plants, in the house of the Lord. And the women or the girls will be like pillars, something about pillars in the house of the Lord. I want to say it's Psalm 144. Let me see if I can. Maybe Proverbs. Yeah, I've seen a couple pillars. I'm not sure where it is right now. Pillars. Let me just do it plural. Yeah. I know I'm running out of time when I'm putting that on that. Okay, I'm not still not seeing it. So there you are. So Father, we thank you, Lord, for creating her as a pillar, making her into a pillar into the house of the Lord, Father God, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, just for establishing, you know, sometimes the Lord establishes things two by two. So I don't know if that means something to you, like a type of friendship or service and how, you know, where he says he sends them out two by two and a type of ministering that minister side by side and two by two, you know, for the sake of the Lord. So it's somebody who you are would be like equally yoked with, someone else that would be a pillar, you know, God's creating as a pillar in the house of the Lord. So it might just be another friend that you have that, you know, where you nurture and establish each other and hold each other up, you know, and again, he sends out two by two, but I do see this pillar type thing. And again, that verse, I'm not sure where it is, but the young men are like plants, green plants or something. The young men are, and the young, and the, I don't know if it says young girls, but the girls, women are like pillars in palace style. That's, it's again, I don't know if that's paraphrased, but they're pillars in palace style. And so that's what I see for you. So God bless you. Okay, thank you. Thank you for joining us. Okay, thank you, everyone. God bless you and shalom.